Hi, this is Janet Gallen, Love Letters Live, and I have with me today a guest that I'm so pleased to be sitting with, Manny Kagan, and I've known Manny for more years in my life than I've not known him at this point. For so many years, he feels like a brother, and a very good one. Manny has done so many things, so many incarnations in his life, that I thought, and what he's doing now is so wonderful, that I thought I would just ask him here to tell you all about it. Would you please, his card even is amazingly unique. His card, there's a Manny Kagan, Renaissance Man, True Enough. And you've got your own little timeline. Would you care to read that, please, for us, starting with 1947?
Actually, it's supposed to be from, but my graphic designer decided to drop from, and therefore it just names, whatever. So I'm 1947, alive. 1960, photographer. 1962, earner. 1965, storyteller. 1967, husband. 1968, father. 1980, immigrant. 1983, mortgage broker. 1984, entrepreneur. 1992, teacher. 2013, author.
Author. Okay, so I came back into Manny's story here as author because I see that he's got some books out. And when I got down to what they were, it was so interesting. Talk about you. Just talk about, start with, I like husband and father and immigrant. Well, husband and father, we'll do that another time. Talk about your journey to the United States from the Soviet Union.
It was interesting. It started actually in, I was 25, I think, at the time, because we started in 1979. It took us, we immigrated to Israel in 1972.
You say we, you and your wife. And
my wife, my daughter,
yes.
And my mother-in-law.
Okay.
So I actually lived with my mother-in-law from...
And this was under your strength and instigation?
Well, it was how it was done. At that time, okay. You couldn't get your own apartment, so I moved with them.
I see, okay.
And my daughter was born there, my first daughter. Mm-hmm. So it's from 79 to 1982... it took us, it was a life journey. It wasn't easy. We were refuseniks. We did many things which were not so interesting to talk about. But nevertheless, in December 29th, I think, 19, it was.
Excuse me. For people who may not know, what does refusenik mean?
Well, refusenik
is historically important.
Sure. Refusenik is one who is refused.
To go along with the Russian government.
Well, basically it's, I think, American term. But we applied first to go to Israel in 1979.
Because life for Jews in the Soviet Union was bad, right?
You cannot say bad. No. It depends. But it was different. Mm-hmm. And it was a historical journey because in one moment somebody says, okay, let's go to Israel. And it started. And it's very difficult to pinpoint to say where it started. But we are part of this movement, and it was early movement. Mm-hmm. So we started. I had to leave my job. I was expelled from college. My wife was taken to prison.
So you call that not bad?
No, it wasn't bad before that.
Okay.
Because, you see, you can live any place,
right.
Especially Jews. They get used to everything. So now, during those 3 years, we became who we were, and then finally we came to Israel.
And then to the United States.
United States was another journey. Again, there was things were very good in Israel, same reason. But then the time came for us to move on. And the excuse was to go to study. I started my education. I went to Jerusalem University for my MBA, but couldn't continue. And then decided to come to the United States to get a degree.
Okay. So go on to, and then you became a mortgage broker.
Yes.
So you're earning a living.
Yes. Good one.
Good. And then where did that switch to entrepreneur?
Well, I started as a mortgage broker in 1983. Mm-hmm. But in 1984, we started our first company with partners. This is where I became company owner. And then in 1985, September, myself and my wife, we started our own company, which is Pacific Bay Financial, which has became the oldest mortgage brokerage in the Bay Area.
Really?
Well, when I started, there were no mortgage brokers. Which year did I say? I said 90, yes, correct, 1985. Well, it's 33 years ago.
That doesn't seem like that long, but yes.
Well, okay. Yeah, time flies.
And then an entrepreneur. So that's the entrepreneur part.
Correct.
And teacher?
Well, I was teaching probably. I would say it's my nature to teach or to preach, whatever that people call it. But I always were considering the guy who knows all. And I know a lot of things, but and it was natural for me to share my knowledge. But at one point, and I had to learn a lot myself, so at one point I was self-learning Judaism or Torah. And Rabbi Lipner, who was a dean of Hebrew Academy, one day said, Manny, why won't you come and teach?
Oh, my goodness.
I became a Torah teacher without having any degrees or every actually knowledge how to teach. But somehow I managed to do it for 1 year, and I had a wonderful experience.
That's so nice. Now, what about, okay, so that's teacher. Come to this author.
Yes.
Because, and just say the names of your books. It's so interesting. It's always, go ahead.
So, okay, so my first book came.
It's always 42 something.
Well,
right?
No, it's evolution. It came okay. Later. But my first book was about mortgages. Actually, it happened, and I also earned a PhD in a way. My thesis is about mortgages because people were telling me during the dot-com boom that this technology will take me out from business if I'll not adopt technology.
Oh, and it has done that to people.
Yes, I decided, well, it was, again, my teaching nature or whatever. Instead of using technology, I use relationship. And relationship with people carry me through. So when other companies which were relying on technology folded, we kept going.
Now, how did they fold with technology?
Because, you see, you cannot sell online. Yes, you can have sell product, but product has to have lowest priced. We don't go there unless it's really priced. Mm-hmm. Mortgage is not a product. It's a relationship and it's knowledge. So when you meet with a client, you have to understand the client's needs and then to figure out which program will best suit their needs. And you cannot do it electronically. You have to do it on one-on-one. And therefore, we survived and prospered.
People came to you because you were human.
Because human and other people's experience, they shared it. So referrals help. But then as a result of this, when I was curious how they can get me out of the business, I decided to learn everything about the business. And it ended up being getting PhD. But then when I learned how to write the thesis, I decided why not to write a book.
Okay.
So my first book is called The Mortgage Game, uh-huh. 5 C's and How to Connect It. And it was a book about a simple version of what mortgages are. Today, this book is used by many companies to teach new agents about what mortgages are.
I like the way you say a simple view. Life has gotten so complicated.
Mortgage business can be complicated too, but you have to dissect it. You have to understand what nuances people have, and everyone has different story. It seems it's all the same, but it's not. So when you understand people, you have to connect. You have to have your heart in relationship with people. Then it becomes easier because.
So what's the easy version of what a mortgage is?
Easy when people don't fret about.
By the way, it used to be easy. You'd go to the bank and you'd get a loan.
Yes, there was a time when we made a lot of money by just taking paperwork to the bank. But even then, we have to figure out what's the best way to do it. Today, it's becoming more and more complex because of many things. Because A, government regulation, and B, people's circumstances are different. And it becomes more complex. Interest rates are higher. Jobs are more paying, but the property is more expensive. Uh-huh. There are so many issues you have to deal with. People don't have enough money for down payment, or they have issues with their jobs, whatever it is. Therefore, I came up with a formula, which is I call 5 C's.
And what is that?
You always start with collateral. Mm-hmm. Then you have ability to pay your credit. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes your capital or ability to earn money. And then it's capacity, it's your job. And then all of this connects together, it becomes character of the transaction, which reflects on character of the person.
And then how did you change into the kind of books you're writing now?
Well,
which I think people would love to know about. I don't want to use
my
the word
second
adorable
my second book was also about mortgages, kind of continuation. But then being a photographer,
I get to the puppy dogs.
Well, now this is a different
okay.
story, but I'll
okay.
get there.
Okay.
So I also develop skills as a photographer, and I love to photograph. I love to photograph people, nature, and my actually first intention was to publish a book of photography. But when I told about this to a publisher, they said no one will buy a photo book, and therefore just write about your business. This is how mortgage book was born. But then I continue, and I start putting images together, and I wanted to share my love to San Francisco. And I wanted to write a storybook with photography about San Francisco. And it's, again, there is an introduction written why it's 42, it's a special number.
You're not going to say why.
No, I'm not, because okay. You have to get a book to find out.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's a small secret. I have to keep it a little bit
okay,
of a secret.
Yes.
And then my first book came, 42 Encounters in San Francisco.
And those are photographs of all over the city of different
Correct.
Things.
Correct.
Why don't you describe a couple, since this is
well,
not
people
television.
Can go to my website and see it.
Go ahead.
It's encounterspublishing.com. You can see also...
Wait, let's spell that out, because Encounters, E-N-C-O-U-N-T-E-R-S...
Yeah, publishing.
PUBLISHING.com.
You're a good speller.
Well, that's important, because if you're one letter
no,
off
I know,
on a website...
I wouldn't be able even to spell so quickly as you do. Okay.
That's my first language.
Good.
Yes.
So,
okay.
I also created a publishing company to enable me to control the process.
Uh-huh.
While I was working on the book, somebody said, why won't you make 42 books? Okay, when I was, first book, I was 70. I figured out, okay, 42 books, I added 42
oh, yes.
to 70, it became 112.
Yes.
I like the challenge.
112 to finish your books and then 120 to finish life.
No, to continue life.
Oh, but I mean living till 120.
That's 120 only beginning.
Oh, good for you. Good
it's,
for you.
Perhaps, well, it's actually God's plan for us to live up to 120.
Yes.
But it happened for special reasons, you know.
Yes, okay.
We'll see.
So now, what are some examples? Maybe you can just describe the stories, bring back the storyteller part of you, and tell a couple of the stories of what you photographed in San Francisco. That made you want to get the camera out and take
okay,
that picture.
Okay, all right. Let me tell you how it works.
Okay.
So I got on the street, and I always have one or two cameras with me. And I use different cameras, and you don't need sophisticated equipment. I like simple cameras. And people tell me that I have an eye. I don't call it having an eye. Everyone has an eye. But I probably have an ability to see. And seeing something, it can be a scene, it's something whimsical, something interesting. And every time, it can be different, and it's fleeting.
Well, give us a couple of examples of what you saw that you...
Well, let's say you walk on the street and...
Out of the page of your book.
Yes, okay. Exactly. So I was driving in a car, and I see on Market Street,
mm-hmm.
and I see by cafe floor, there is a group of men dressed very strangely.
Mm-hmm.
I never seen them before. I turn around, there was a parking, I get out, rush, because, you know, they might disappear.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't, and they posed for me, and it turned out to be a Sister of Perpetual Indulgence.
Oh, no, I love them.
Yeah,
yes.
So that was a good example.
Sister Romo was a guest on this.
Yes, I saw it, yes.
Uh-huh.
So this is how it is. You encounter.
Yes.
My work is encountering. I never plan, I don't go... But I go on the places where people
Yes,
are.
I just wondered what caught you. What caught you?
It can be anything.
So that's San Francisco. Now, what after San Francisco?
Well, after I finished working on this book, I realized that I have extra images. And I decided to put another book, which is called 42 Encounters with Couples in San Francisco.
Oh, my.
But I have it ready. But my wife says, no one will buy this book. Sell first. But I also had images.
Why did she say that?
Because she's a smart woman.
No, I understand
yeah.
that part.
No, because I cannot keep books in my storage.
Oh, I
have
see what to. You're
and it really
Clear
takes
out
time.
It,
yeah,
yes,
you
okay.
have it takes about a year to at least when you have 1,000 books. So, but I also had images with dogs, so people with dogs. And
people
I had,
love that.
I know they will. Now you just have to buy it. That's a different story. We'll get there. So now, when I have extra books with dogs, and my wife said, this book people will buy, like you said it. So it was a story behind the story.
And that's called 42 Encounters with Dog
Lovers.
With Dog Lovers.
With
okay.
Dog Lovers. So it's, again, whimsical images, people and dogs. But the story is connected with another story. On our 50th wedding anniversary, I gave my wife a present, a puppy.
Oh.
Now, she think, no. I don't want another puppy. We had one. We have such a busy life. We travel. We work. It's not fair. Nevertheless, she got it. And it become a puppy.
Max.
And it's Labrador.
Remember you told me Max.
Yeah, Labrador, beautiful creature. And I cannot imagine even living without him. It became so part of our life.
That's what all dog lovers who have dogs say.
Yes.
Yes.
I think it's natural for us to connect with nature through our dogs. Yeah. But the story is, again, while waiting for a hotel in Monterey, where his breeder is living, I decided on the spur of the moment, I'm going to record 42 days with my encounter with Max. Every day we'll have. So the stories in the book, 42 encounters. But then it led to something else, because I had to learn how to deal with the dog, because I had the dogs before, but I never learned it. So I start consulting different books, how to books, and from so many different authors. I think I went through 20 books. And then this led me to add to my story how to. In other words, what to do you have situation when you have encounter with a dog. This led to something else, because then I said, okay, I have to help more people to learn how to become their dog's best friend. Then I went to Mattville, which is for senior rescue.
Yeah.
There I was crying just seeing those dogs. And I don't know what causes emotions. But then I said, I want to help more dog shelters. I said, I'm going to donate money. Whatever money I'll make from books, you'll start with 10%. Anyone buys a book, it will go on my website, mannykagan.com.
Okay, so we want to just take a pause here and let people know that they can buy your books from your website.
Either from one, which I said before, it's Encounters Publishing,
right,
or Amazon.com.
And put in the name 42 Encounters.
Correct. My name or 42 Encounters was...
You know, Amazon will lead you anywhere from anything.
Yes, but the 42 Encounters with Dog Lovers will lead you right there. So anyone who will buy the book and want to help dog shelters, just have to click 10%, write the name of the dog shelter, and this is how I envision it.
So I'm sitting here smiling because I remember when you first came to San Francisco and we met, and who knew, did you know... at that point in your life that you were the kind of person where one thing would continually lead to the next adventure and creative thing for you to do?
You know,
everything you've said, like the key word has been here, and it led to no stopping you.
One of the title of my books, because I have different ideas and I'm working on other the books simultaneously, is going to be called Serendipity.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And going to be a book about my life.
But serendipity, yours is more than serendipity. Yours is active on your part.
Sure. But there has come Three Princes of Serendip. It's a book written in 1700s.
Okay.
And
really?
It's about Sri Lanka, Ceylon. And it's a journey of three princes. It's this journey is Joseph Campbell calls it the hero journey. You go on your road, and you don't know what you encounter.
On your road, yes.
And the road leads you to somewhere, and you have to figure out what is going to happen. But when you are on your journey, you meet people who will help you to find what you're looking for. Sometimes you even don't know how to call it. And this is what my life is all about.
So you're, okay, I was thinking of serendipity as a more passive thing, but no.
No, it cannot be
not
passive.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
You encounter, and this is why my book is called Encounters.
Okay. Yeah. Let me ask you something now. The teacher part and the writer part and the father and the husband and the love that you carry within you. If you were to write a love letter, do you ever write actual letters?
Yes, I do. I write actual letters every week. I call it Encounters.
But surprise. Who do you send
well,
them to whom?
I put them on mannykagan.com.
Okay.
Every Friday.
So who gets an envelope from you?
It's not an envelope. It's electronic envelope.
So I'm talking about a real letter. There was an article somebody sent me that was in the New York Times about people who are craving real letters, snail mail.
Yes.
They want to see an envelope with their name on it.
Yes.
It's quite a gift.
Yes.
When in your pile of what has become, sadly enough, just junk mail, you rarely find a letter with your name written in somebody's handwriting.
Yes.
So
handwriting is a skill. It's not many people.
It doesn't matter if it's good or not, by the way.
Yes.
People seem to think they'll say my handwriting's no good. It doesn't matter. It's yours.
Yes. That's correct. I write all my books by hand, as a matter of fact. I don't type them.
Oh, good for you.
I never learned how to type, so I have to give to somebody.
There's a connection between being able to think well and handwriting. The intelligence.
I read about this. It comes from the heart to you, from your brain to heart to hand, and then it ends up in the paper.
So who would you write one to right now? And I hope you go home and do it.
I'm going to write this to my daughters.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's recently.
We can look for at least two letters here from you.
Correct.
And why?
Why two?
No,
because
why
I
them?
Already had two daughters.
No, why them?
Well, because this is the first thing which came to my mind.
Okay.
Yeah. It actually was my wife who taught me this. My wife taught me many lessons.
Mm-hmm.
That if you want to connect with your heart first. As a man.
But that's what you're saying you do in your mortgage business anyway.
Correct. But you see, it's easier to do it with strangers.
Uh-huh.
It's much more challenging when it's close to your heart. So close to heart, you try to protect your heart. Or whatever.
What kind of things would you want to tell them in a letter? Because they'll keep it forever.
Yes. I don't know. Because it's spontaneous. You see, again, you connect with your heart, and heart will guide you.
Okay, I agree. It is spontaneous. But I think one of the things about writing a great love letter is there's a certain amount of spontaneity that goes with plan. It's a combination of passion and planning so that you don't forget what you want to say.
Mm.
And you have time to really think about how they're going to take it in. Are you going to talk just about what you love about them?
I don't know this.
Okay.
You know, in my writing, because I write for every Friday, I sometimes pre-write my stories. I'm going to find. I write every night. I never know what will come out. It always flows.
Sure.
I just pick up the theme, and somehow it sits inside. And I'm sure everyone has it. Just you have to open your channels.
Yes. Okay. I find that when people really plan out what they want to say in a letter, it comes out better.
Perhaps. Yes. And I might listen to
your
advice.
That is to say, do it and then look at it, and you might want to revise and edit and kind of tweak
it. Recently, when I was cleaning some of my old stuff, I came across a letter, love letter, which I'm written to my father after he passed on. And interesting enough, my father didn't read in English, but I wrote it in English.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it was easier for me at that time to say things.
Where was he living when you wrote this?
Well, he lived and died in Israel.
Uh-huh.
But point is that...
Wait, I'm sorry, I know. But you were here.
Yes, and, yes. We lived in Israel, in the United States.
He was staying. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so when it was many years... I was writing all the time. I was writing in Russian to Russian newspaper about Israel. And probably writing is part of me, though I never consider myself as a writer.
So when you look back at that letter, I'm always interested in this. You're finding something of your own history that's important.
Yes, but I didn't read it.
Oh, you didn't? You found it, but you didn't read it?
No.
Oh.
Because for me, it's like a stone you put in a grave.
Okay.
You leave it and you go away.
Okay. That's very sophisticated and very nice.
Well, whatever it is, this is how I feel this moment.
Yes,
Okay.
Well, I want to thank you for doing this with me.
My pleasure was mine. Thank you.
It's so good to talk to you again and know that you just keep going and like the Duracell bunny.
Yes.
You know,
it's exactly what I imagine. Yeah.
Exactly. You.
Yeah.
Well,
never
thank
stops.
Thank you, dear.
Yeah. Thank you.
I hope. I mean, everything you do will be a huge success. And why don't you just end us here with your seven life lessons that you have on. His card is amazing. It's not just like a business card. It's a whole philosophy. And with his address and phone number. But why don't you end us with that.
When I finished working on a book about Max, about dog lovers, I summarized the seven lessons which I learned from Max. And they are, life is a game.
Mm-hmm.
Life is short. Life is sharing love. Life is a journey. Life is making new friends. Life is a cycle. Life is learning. When you will buy a book, and you'll get to this last page, mm-hmm. you will read more what Max Matt was, he had in mind when he dictated to me all those letters.
Well, thank you very much.
Pleasure is mine.
Until next time, this is Janet Gallen and
Manny Kagan
saying goodbye.